All right. Okay, so we're in the last parak of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. This is parak Yud, and the Rambam in the first halacha is going to sum up everything we've learned about, insofar as writing a Sefer Torah and preparing it, etc. And the rest of the parak is going to be dedicated to a lot of halachas that have to deal with kavod given to a Sefer Torah. As I think we all know, a Sefer Torah is considered number one in the ranking system. And you'll see there's various halachas that apply insofar as how we relate to Sefer Torah and how to treat it. And you'll see those halachas in this parak. Okay, so in halacha Aleph, he's going to review everything. He says, Nimseis lamach esrim dvarim hein shebekol echem hem posel Sefer Torah. So there are 20 things that we've done that if any of these things are present, the Sefer Torah is posel. Vimnasebo echem hem. Right, and if one of these happen, hareke chumash mina chumashin, shemalamdem hanatinokos, veinbo kedusha sefer Torah, vein korin bo barabim. So if any one of these things exist, okay, the sefer Torah reverts back to a chumash. And again, especially when we get to halacha beis and on, let's make sure we keep in mind that whereas today, nobody, as far as I know, nobody has scrolls of a brachos and a shmos in their house. People have books. What he's referring to here is that if a Sefer Torah had a psul in it, so that would become like a chumash. You'd bring that to cheder or whatever, to school, and you would teach kids from that scroll. So that's what he's referring to by a chumash. So we know all these, but let's just go through them quickly. Im nichtav al or behemat tzmeah. So if it's written on the skin or the hide of an animal that's not kosher, shenichtav al or behemat Torah shenim ubad. Or Shahayim Ubed Shalol Hashem Sefer Torah. So if it was written on the cloth of a kosher animal, that when it was processed, you didn't have the right intention in mind, or what do you call it? It wasn't processed for Hashem Sefer Torah. Shenichtav Shalol B'Malkam Ksiva Al-Gvil B'Malkam Basar B'Aklach B'Malkam Se'ar. So if you remember, what do you call it? If you write it in the wrong side of Gvil, or of cloth. Remember, gvil meaning the whole hide, cloth meaning the section of it. Shenichtav miksasu al gvil miksasu al cloth. Some of the Sefer Torah is written on gvil and some on cloth. You have to be consistent with the type of or the section of hide that you work with. Shenichtav al duchsustus, which remember that's the lower third that you can't write a Sefer Torah on, but you can write a mezuzah. Shenichtav below sirtut. Remember, sirtut are those straight lines. Shenichta below shachar ha'omed, so you have to write it on ink that'll last, okay? Shenichta b'shar l'shonos, recall they were allowed to write it in Greek, but that stopped, so now you have to only write it in ksav ashuris, in Hebrew. Shekasu apikoris, okiyotzebo mishar psulin, right? Or if someone, like an apikoris, wrote a Sefer Torah. Shekasu v'azkaros below kavana, if a person wrote the Shem Hashem, any Shem Hashem without intention. Shekasu afil osachas, if you're missing one letter. Shehosif afilu osachas, if you added one letter, shenaga osbaos, right? So if two letters are touching, that's why that's always very, you know, it's very important when you read, when you lane, to make sure that's probably the number one mistake that happens, where one letter touches another. Shenifsada tsuras osachas, if the form of one letter was lost, achlo tikra kol ikr, o tidmel osacheres, this happens also, where until you can't really make out what that letter is, or it looks like a different letter. Example would be a dalet and a resh. Bein be'ikar aksiva, bein mineke, bein mikara, bein betishtush, whether it's erased or through a hole, torn, whatever it might be. You have to be very careful that the letters are accurate. Shehirchik o shehikar bin os ashatira hateva kishtei tevos o shtei tevo ksiva achas. So that's about spacing between letters. And to the point where either you don't want the spacing to be wide enough that now it looks like two words, or the spacing to be close enough that two words look like one. Shashina tsuras aparshios, you change the structure, the form of how the parshios are supposed to be written, meaning not like a shira, or shashina tsuras ashiros, where you didn't write, what do you call it, the shira in the form that it's supposed to be written in, like for instance by Az Yashir in that triplicate form. Shakasa bishar ksav kashira, if you wrote any other parsha of the Torah, like let's say shira siyam. Shetafar ha'iros below gidei tahara, or and the last one is that you sew together the parchments right without using the proper sinews. Ushar dvar in the mitzvah lalakev. Everything else he talked about in all these prakim is all a kiyum, is all the ideal way to do it, but none of those things are makev. So these are the 20 things that you need to know to make sure a Sefer Torah is not possible. Okay, now halacha base. Sefer Torah kosher. All right, so a Sefer Torah that is kosher. Nogim bo kedusha yisera v'kavod gadol. Okay, so we act towards it, we behave towards it, with the highest level of kedusha. Okay, as you'll soon see. V'asur la'adam limkor Sefer Torah. Afilu ein lo ma yochal. A person, if he owns a Sefer Torah, is not allowed to sell it, even if it is for food. Okay, v'afilu hayolo svarim rabim. Even if he had multiple Sefer Torah. V'afilu yashan likach bo chadash. Even to sell an old Sefer Torah, to buy a new one. La'olam ein mochrin Sefer Torah el l'shnei dvarim. So the rule of thumb is that you can only sell a Sefer Torah for two things. Okay, and these exceptions are interesting. Number one, she'yilmo Torah b'damav. Okay, it's that you'll learn Torah from the money you make off of it. Okay, oh, she'yisa isha b'damav, or to get married. So the two situations where a person's allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is to learn or to get married. Now let's be clear. I don't think it means to pay for the wedding. Okay, it means to assist in marriage itself. But anyway, v'hu shelo yelo davar acher limkor. And as long as he has nothing else to sell. Okay, so it doesn't mean he should be looking for the Sefer Torah to sell in that situation. It's only if he had nothing other than a value other than the Sefer Torah, he'd be allowed to sell for those two situations. Okay, halacha gimel. Sefer Torah shebala o shenifsal. Okay, so let's say a Sefer Torah is ruined. It's had its better days. Nostin oso b'klicheres v'kovrin oso etel tamini chachamim v'zuhi genizaso. So as we know, Geniza is a very important halacha. Geniza is it really means taking it out of circulation in a respectful way, which today we bury it. So what do? You take a Sefer Torah. Let's say a Sefer Torah can't be fixed. So you put it into a special kli, okay? And then you bury it next to a Talmud Chacham. That's the Geniza of a Sefer Torah, okay? Mitpacho Svarim, right? Now let's say the mantles, meaning let's say the coverings that we put over a Sefer Torah, Shabalu, osin osan tachrich on the mace mitzvah, vizuig nizasan. So now we're going to get into tashmishe kedusha, which we briefly touched on by tefillin, which are the objects that are, let's say, that you either store the Sefer Torah in, or let's say cover the Sefer Torah. Here, the mitpachos cover the Sefer Torah. They have kedusha as well. So what do if one of them has seen better days? You make them into the tachrichen, meaning the shrouds that you bury a mason, and that's the geniza. So if you notice, by a Sefer Torah is buried next to a Talmud Chacham, and the mitpachos are used to cover the mace. That is the two things you're supposed to do with a Sefer Torah and the mitpachos once they've seen better days. Halacha dalad. Now tik shehuch on the Sefer Torah v'hunachbo. Now let's say there's a case that you keep your Sefer Torah in. Okay, v'chena mitpachos, as well as those covers that go over Sefer Torah, v'ha aron, v'ha migdal shemanichum bo Sefer Torah. So whether it be an aron, like our arons today, or migdal, which is like a cabinet that you put the Sefer Torah in, okay, which again is a little bit different than like, let's say, a kli. I mean, it is a kli, so to speak, but our arons today are not made for one Sefer Torah. They're quite large. Afa pisha sefer besoch hatik. Okay, even if the Sefer Torah is inside a teak, right, inside, let's say, a kli, which is then inside the aron or migdal, okay, v'chein akise, and so to a chair, shehuchan l'haniach olav Sefer Torah, that is designed, that's made for a Sefer Torah to rest upon it, okay? So if you had, a makom, they still have this in some shuls, not as much anymore, but where they'd have behind the bima, they'd have like these makomos by the bench where you could put the Sefer Torah in to be like a sitting position to be held onto, right? V'hunach olav Sefer Torah. Hakol tashmishe kedusha heim. So all these things are considered tashmishe kedusha, okay? So whether it be the Aron HaKodesh, as we call it, or a chair that's designated for the Sefer Torah to rest upon it, these are all tashmishe kedusha. V'asu l'zarkan. You cannot throw them away. Ela kashi yivlu, o kashi yishbru, nignazin. So if they get destroyed or they get old, they break, etc., you put them into geniza. Okay, so those things. Avaha bimos she'omen alam shliach tzibor ve'ochez ha'sefer. Now, but let's say the middle stage area. Okay, now bima here doesn't necessarily mean what we think of bima is, which is the table. Okay, but it could actually mean the stage area in the middle of the shul that he stands and holds the sefer Torah. Okay. what do you call it? And he holds Sefer Torah. The haluchos she kosa mehen latinok lislama and emahen kedusha, as well as the the boards that you write on them to teach the kids, right? They have no kedusha. So what's interesting for our situation is the bima, okay, is not considered a makom shel kedusha, okay, meaning the area he stands on. V'chein rimone kesef v'zav v'chayotze behen. Now those are silver and gold here at pomegranates, but they're decorations. For us today, those are like those silver dudes that you put on top of the Sefer Torah. Those things, right? She'osin l'Sefer Torah l'noi, that are there to decorate the Sefer Torah. The mitpachos are really there to protect it. These are to decorate it. Tashmisha kedusha hein v'asu lo tzion l'chol. You can't use them for regular things. Rather, you can sell them to purchase to use the money to purchase a Sefer Torah or a chumash. So just to review. So you have the Aron HaKodesh and the Migdal, right? And if there's a chair set aside for the Sefer Torah to rest upon it, right? All those things are considered to be tashmishe kedusha. But the area that the shliach tzibur stands on. That's here today, the Baal Korah stands on to read. That's not considered Tashmishe Kedusha. And the little silver things are. Now, what about the Bima that we call the Bima today? Meaning that middle area in the middle of the shul, in most shuls, where the Sefer Torah is meant to be placed upon, okay? Which he's not really bringing up here. So that would seem to be Tashmishe Kedusha, because that is set up for, as a makom, to put the Sefer Torah on. That's not what he's talking about when he says Bima. He's talking about the area where the Shliach Tzibur stands. But it's a question today, that table area that we use, would that be considered Tashmishe Kedusha? Okay, halacha, hey? Yeah. Okay, now halacha, hey, this is a famous halacha, but it's one that's not, is that one today that unfortunately has been misunderstood. Now, I remember learning in school, there's a hierarchy, right? You can put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, right? And of course, you can put a Sefer Torah on top of a Chumash, okay? U'manichin al-chumashin al-gabei nevim k'suvim. And I could put a Chumash, which means, let's say, a Brachos, right, on top of Nach. Ava e'manichin nevim k'suvim al-gabei chumashim, lo chumashim al-gabei Sefer Torah. But I can't put a Nach on top of a Chumash, and a Chumash on top of a Sefer Torah. Now, all of this was applicable to scrolls, meaning these things actually had the status of Kedusha, right? That's not what we're talking about today. Today, books, right? That right, Sfarim today are not what the Gemara and the Rambam were talking about. Our printed books, and then he says, "V'chol kisvei kodesh afilu alachos v'agados also zarkon." Now that's true. Anything that has any kisvei kodesh, even if it's, let's say, a sefer of halacha, right? You can't throw them because that's disrespectful. Okay, hakamein sheish behen inyanam shel kisvei kodesh. Right, so let's say a person was wearing an amulet that had in them, which was a very popular thing to do, in them various words of Torah. You can't walk into a bathroom unless they were surrounded by leather. Okay, halacha vav lo yochos adam sefer Torah bezro v'kanes bo lebeis amerchatz lebeis kisei lebeis kvaros. Right, afa pishu karach mitpachos v'nasim besocha tikshalo. So this is the stringency by sefer Torah. We know by tefillin. If I put tefillin, a kli within a kli, I could bring it into a bathroom. Or remember, the case was the guy could take his tefillin off and roll it up into a shirt, okay? Doesn't work by Sefer Torah. You cannot bring a Sefer Torah into a bathroom, even if it's covered by the mitpachos. V'lo yikra bo achi yarchit arb amos min ames, o mi beis merachos o beis kisei. And I can't read from the Sefer Torah unless I'm 4 amos away from the corpse or from the bathroom, etc. V'lo yocha is a Sefer Torah kishu arom. I can't hold a Sefer Torah when I'm naked. And there's another important one. V'asur leishev almita she'sefer Torah leha. I cannot sit, for instance, on a couch or a bed where a sefer Torah is resting on it. Okay, that I'm not allowed to do either. Okay, halacha zayin, bias she'esh bo sefer Torah. That is important. If someone owns a sefer Torah and it keeps it at their house, okay, a house that has in it a sefer Torah, asur l'shamash mitaso bo. I cannot have sexual relations, okay, in that house. Okay, ad shiyotzieno. Now he's referring to a room. So it's either has to be out of my room, okay, or it has to be in a kli. V'itein a kli b'kli achash eino mezumalo. And then I got to take that kli and put it into a different kli that's not set aside for storing a sefer Torah. But if just like by tefillin, but if I put it into another kli, which was used, which I designated for use for Sefer Torah, then it would still be a problem. Or what I could do is I can make a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. Okay? But if there's somewhere else he could put that Sefer Torah, okay, then he has to do that. Okay? So for in today's halachas, what do you call it? Obviously, it can't be in your room. Halacha chas, call to man, v'afilu nidos. Correct. Anyone who's tameh, even a woman's nida, v'afilu kusi, okay, and even a guy, mutter lacho sefer Torah v'likros bo. It's mutter for them to hold the sefer Torah and to read from it. Oh, there you go, see? What do you call it? Anyone can hold the sefer Torah and read from it. She'ein divrei Torah, mekabel tuma, because the words of Torah are not mekabel tuma. V'hu, shelo yu yoda mitunafos amukulachos petit, so that's obvious. You don't want to touch a Sefer Torah when your hands are dirty. So wash your hands before touching a Sefer Torah. But it's important to know that it's perfectly permitted to hold a Sefer Torah even if you're in a state of being tamei. Now, halacha tes. Now, this is another one to be very medayaking. Kol haroa Sefer Torah kishu mahalech chayiv la'amod mipanav. When you see a Sefer Torah in motion, okay, when it's moving, then you're chayev to stand up for it, okay? That is an important point, because you're not chayev to stand up for a Sefer Torah when they open up the Aron HaKodesh. That is a common, I would say, somewhat of a misconception. Although there are some shittas that hold that's true, many shittas hold the opening of an Aron HaKodesh does not mandate standing up for it. But it's not only that, it's when a person picks up a Sefer Torah, that's not what produces the chayev to stand up. It's the movement of the Sefer Torah, meaning once it's in motion from, let's say, the Aron HaKodesh to the Bima, it's the movement of it that creates the demands of, there we go. It's the movement of it that creates a demand of standing up. V'yuakol omdim achi yamod zeh shehu mahalich bo, right? Kishyagi enulim komo. Okay, and what do? You have to stand up for the Sefer Torah as long as it's moving. And look what the Rambam says, until he gets to the place where he has to be. So let's take Glenwood as our example, not to be biased. But that would mean that when the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah from the Aron, I'm not chayav to stand up. As soon as he takes his first step away from the Aron, I'm chayav to stand up until he gets to the Bima. Before he puts the Sefer Torah down on the Bima, when he stops moving, at that moment, I'm not chayav to stand up anymore. Or, of course, right, until the Sefer Torah, I can't see it anymore. And after that point, it's mutter for me to sit down. Okay? So it's important to be medayik on that. I know, I'm not saying it's bad for us to stand up for Sefer Torah once the Sefer Torah is up, but you should just be aware, it's not so clear that I'm chayav to stand up just because the Sefer Torah is in an upright position. Okay? Okay, halacha yud. Mitzvah liyached l'sefer Torah makam l'chvodo ulahadra yosher midai, right? It's important, it's a mitzvah, to set aside a special place for a Sefer Torah to give kavod to it, okay? More so than other things, okay? Which we do today. Dvarim shebeluchos abris, hein shebechol sefer sefer. Because the words that are written in the luchos abris that were given from God are also found in the Sefer Torah. Lo yorak adam connected Sefer Torah. So a person can't spit next to a Sefer Torah. A person can't, undress in front of a Sefer Torah. Right? So a person can't, like, for instance, put the Sefer Torah, like, on his head as a package he's carrying. Now that's the other one I wanted to get to. You can't turn your back to Sefer Torah, okay, unless it's 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay? That where that has practicality today is the famous question of the person who gets Haftorah in Shul, okay, and the Sefer Torah is being held by someone behind him, okay, sitting on that chair. So since that chair is 10 tefachim, or the Sefer Torah is 10 tefachim off the ground, so there's no problem having your back face the Sefer Torah. But there are shuls that are machmir, I'm not sure if it's justified, but are machmir, I mean, this is discussed by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but the machmir where the person doesn't have his back facing the Sefer Torah, but he stands on the side of the Bima and says the Haftorah. But as long as the Sefer Torah is 10 tefachim off the ground, there's no problem turning your back to it. Okay. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hayamahalek mimakom lemakom sefer Torah imo. Now let's say you're traveling and your sefer Torah is with you. L'yaniach sefer Torah b'toch hasak v'yanichenu al gabei chomer v'yirkavalav. You can't put your sefer Torah into like your suitcase, so to speak, and then you, what do you call it, put it on top of the chomer of the donkey and you ride it. But if you're afraid of robbers, then it's mutter to do that. So the main sham pachad, and if the guy's not afraid, menichu b'cheko k'neged libo, right? He puts it in his shirt next to his heart. He holds it close to him as he rides, as he travels. Kol mish yoshev v'nei sefer Torah. Anyone who sits before a sefer Torah, yeshev b'kovid rosh b'ema v'fachad. He should sit with a heavy head. And what do you call it? And with ema, with dread and fear. Shehu ha'ed ha'ne'eman l'chol bay olam. Because this is the, what do you call it? The witness of truth and belief to the whole world. Sh'ne'emar v'hayasham b'chol ha'ed. V'yachabdeyu kifikocho. And he should honor it as much as he can. Amru chacham ha'rishonam ha'kol mechal ha'satara gufa mechul ha'al abrios. V'chol ha'mechabed ha'satara gufa mechubad ha'al abrios. Nigru sefer Torah barachme shmaya. So thus ends Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah, and sefer Torah. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start Hilchos Tzitzis, which we'll be able to fly through pretty quickly.